A jury in San Francisco just ruled that Monsanto has to pay $289 million to a former school groundskeeper because Roundup causes cancer. Let's talk about that. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Wake Up. David Rostosky here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on channeled perspectives and grounded spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays, we're diving into the news and current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. This is a huge story in so many ways. Dwayne Johnson, not Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but D-E-W-A-N-E Johnson, was suing Monsanto, saying that their herbicide causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, Johnson's case was the first to go to trial of many because doctors said that he was near death. And in California, dying plaintiffs can be granted expedited trials. So he got this expedited trial, went through, and the jury granted him $289 million in damages. It's $250 million in punitive damages and $39 million in compensatory damages. So the two big questions that Johnson had to prove and his attorney, Litzenberg, were one, that Roundup can cause cancer, and two, that Monsanto failed to warn consumers about the product's cancer risk. So the jury actually sided with Johnson on both of those issues. His victory this past Friday could really set a precedent for thousands of other cases claiming that Monsanto's herbicide causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So last year, CNN reported that more than 800 patients were suing Monsanto, claiming that Roundup gave them cancer. But after the case, Litzenberg, who is Johnson's attorney, said that he and other attorneys have more than 4,000 similar cases awaiting in various state courts and 400 cases that have been filed in federal multidistrict litigation, or MDL. There is a huge movement against Monsanto right now. This isn't to say that Monsanto is going to entirely crumple. Recently, Monsanto was acquired by Bayer, so there's a good amount of money still available for these litigations if this were to really be a thing. But this precedent really is starting to worry some shareholders, and it could really drain their cash on hand. I mean, it's totally possible that not only Monsanto will go down, but that Bayer, the company that just acquired them, will also have quite a bit of trouble. Bayer's stock went down 10% recently after this case came out, and it's really not looking good for them. Litzenberg was quoted as saying this is a big victory for human health worldwide, and it's hard not to agree with that. What's crazy about this case is that so much of this came down to whether or not this one chemical, right, this herbicide called glyphosate, was linked to this non-Hodgkin lymphoma, this one specific type of cancer. So this isn't to say that all the ingredients in Roundup or Roundup itself causes cancer. It was more so that it contributed to the cancer. So the specifics are really interesting. When you really get down into lots of these cases, they're arguing over very specific points. The two big questions at hand were whether, one, Roundup can cause cancer, and two, if Monsanto then failed to warn consumers about the product's cancer risk. So still, Monsanto to this day, even after this case, says that this chemical, this key ingredient in Roundup called glyphosate, does not cause cancer. They say there's no link to cancer, and they point to more than 800 scientific studies that say that glyphosate is safe and does not cause cancer. But the World Health Organization at some point had ruled that it is probably a carcinogenic to humans. It's so hard to tell. Does this specific chemical cause cancer? Because we don't know what causes cancer to begin with. But the fact that Roundup and Monsanto, which already has a terrible name in so many ways, which is why the acquisition was so great for them to be kind of consumed by Bayer, which has a more reputable name, to have Monsanto in this very, very historic case where a man named Dwayne Johnson, who's not The Rock, gets over $200 million, right? $289 million in damages. This is to one man. It's unbelievable. And the fact that there are so many other cases right in the pipeline, it's really looking like Monsanto's going to have some trouble both now and into the future with Roundup and potentially with their other products as well. And it's very, very hard to tell at this point what the future of Monsanto is going to be, whether or not Roundup will continue to be a product that we can go out and buy on the shelves. But for many people, this case is a historic and beautiful event, even if just for the reason that one man who has a terminal cancer, who's spending his last days on the earth, has a very, very comfortable life, and that Monsanto, a company that many, many people don't like right now, is having to pay out these damages. At the very least, we're going to kind of continue to build awareness around them and their products and their links to cancer and whether or not this is good. I think the very fact that this case exists, regardless of whether or not Roundup is specifically linked to this specific type of cancer, the fact that there's awareness right now building around Monsanto and that it's not just going to hide under the Bayer name, I think that's a really, really good thing. And we'll continue to see what happens from here. All right, that was today's Daily Wake Up. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and for telling a friend about this podcast. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. Stay informed, and even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. See you tomorrow.